everybody. It's the Gaper's Blog Podcast. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Nas.
And it's, what's today? Is this the 15th? It is the 15th of May.
It is the 15th.
Yeah.
We're sitting on an 80s couch.
We are very much sitting on an 80s couch, and so we're going to talk about the 80s. They're back, you know.
We are.
It's kind of crazy.
I don't think it's a good thing. Mustaches are back, too.
Mustaches are back.
I'm not sure if that's the best thing in the world. Mustaches, but, You know, there are a few reasons I don't think mustaches were ever good. If you're not Tom Selleck or Burt Reynolds, very few people could achieve, you know, Selleckian genius when it came to mustaches. So, like, when you look at Tom Selleck, he doesn't look like when he doesn't have a mustache.
It's true. He needs a mustache.
Neither does... Well, Burt Reynolds can kind of play it because, like, in Deliverance, he didn't have one.
Yeah, but that was so long ago.
I know, you know, but yeah. Burt's had his fair share of non-mustache time.
Yeah, but it's iconic now. I mean, you can't imagine him without a mustache.
Exactly. And so, you know, a lot of kids these days, you know, we're talking about you.
Kids?
Yeah,
guys in their 20s?
Guys in their 20s, yeah.
30s? All right.
Are adopting the mustache again in very many various ways. I do think there's a fine line between, you know, hipster cool and looking like a child molester.
Yeah.
Especially with the whole... Well, you know, it's kind of come down from emo and the whole nerdy-looking thing.
Uh-huh.
So you've got pale, skinny dudes with glasses who are now growing mustaches.
And, like, unkempt mustaches.
Exactly. So they
That's
just
the
look...
problem.
They look like child molesters.
A little bit.
I think you have to be pretty macho to pull off a mustache, personally.
Well, that, and you have to take care of it. You can't just have... it's scraggly and...
I think the best mustache now, like the mustaches I like, are the super Frenchy, curly, handlebar
style
mustaches.
Like the Raleigh Fingers mustache,
yep.
In other words.
You know, you gotta put some mustache wax and make them curl at the end.
Uh-huh.
It's pointy.
Right.
I think that's the only mustache you should be sporting.
Those are pretty cool.
Those are cool.
Well, I think part of the reason that it's gotten cool, or maybe this is just kind of capitalizing on the trend, but you know, mustaches for kids is a big thing that happens over the winter. It's a fundraiser for kids, guys shave off whatever facial hair they have and then grow a mustache and raise money for, you know, for this charity.
There's a website, actually, by a friend of mine, Michael Eads, and he runs a website called
MustacheMay.com. Mustache May.
So for the month of May, a bunch of people, you know, join the site and keep track of their mustaches by uploading photos. He also runs a site called Whiskerino.com.
Whiskerino?
And that's about growing a beard.
All right.
So, and that's also...
So he's all about the facial hair.
He's about the facial hair.
All right.
He's had some massive, massive facial hair.
Wow.
It would even rival Rob Wakert's beard. Rob Wakert is a friend of ours who's got a nice big long red beard.
Sort of an Amish thing going on, but but in a good way.
Anyway.
Wow. Well, you know,
that's the 80s and mustaches. Did you ever have a mustache?
I've never had a mustache. I've stuck with the sideburns for a little while. I had
a soul patch.
Never, a goatee, not really a soul patch or a goatee, but I did have an Abe Lincoln style beard for a while back in college. And I shaved that into a kind of chin billy goat type thing.
Gotcha. I had a goatee back in the day, back in my grunge days when grunge was all about the goatees, very Chris Cornell-ish or whatever.
Yeah. But, well, goatees never went away. They're still around.
They're still around, but not as popular as they once were.
Yeah.
Anyway. But, the 80s.
So, so what do you got going on this week? I know I've got something for tonight.
Tonight is Thursday.
And
the thing that piqued my interest was the Gourmet magazine is having their wine cellar event at Field Museum.
Oh, yeah?
And it's from 6 to 9, and it is what you expect it to be. It's food paired with wine.
Lots of it, too.
But the restaurants are pretty upscale. Some of the best of the best in Chicago. Alinea, Igloo, Blackbird, Avec, MK, and tickets are $100. And for the quality of food and wine you'll be getting, I think it's quite the deal.
Cool.
And it benefits the American Institute of Wine and Food, which
cool.
I don't know if they need benefiting, but I guess
you never know.
It's So that's my pick for Thursday.
All right. Well, I've got Cory Doctorow, who is going to be
internet-famous superstar.
Yes, the internet-famous superstar. He is a popular author as well as one of the main bloggers at boingboing.net. He is touring, doing a book signing and reading for his latest book. It's a sci-fi book called Little Brother. And he is going to be at the Barnes & Noble at North and Clybourne tonight at 7:30. It's free. Expect lots of nerds, many of them likely to have mustaches.
and glasses.
But it should be good, yeah.
And windbreakers and high tops, Nike dunks.
Chances are, yes.
Tight, acid wash jeans.
And yeah. so that's tonight. Tomorrow night, Friday, we didn't really have anything other than Manifest, which is huge, and so kind of will take
College
over your night.
Columbia College's night of music and
arts, music, performance. It's a little of all sorts of different things. There's 14 galleries, 4 stages are involved. There's a parade, kind of a goofy, crazy parade, and OK Go is going to be playing.
This is awesome.
You do need tickets for OK Go. I don't think you need tickets for much of the rest. But you can go to our site and check that out. Up in the
lots
slow
of details
down.
There.
Plenty of details, and you can link from there to the full schedule. So yeah, that's Friday.
Saturday.
Yes. What do you got Saturday?
Saturday, the Glean Festival is at Navy Pier.
Okay.
It's the big, Eco and Glean is super in at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And this actually goes on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
But it starts at 10 in the morning on Saturday and goes till 8. And on Sundays from 11 to 6. And there's 150 speakers. There's workshops. There's food.
Cool.
Tickets are only $15 for all this. All
right.
10 if you use the bike valet or bike there.
Cool.
Or if you bring 3 books to donate, you'll get $5 off. So.
Wow.
You know, if you're into it, if you want to learn more, Navy Pier is the place to be.
Sounds great.
And later that night,
mm-hmm.
826 Chai, which is the lighting and leading and tutorial center,
mm-hmm.
Which is also at the back of the Boring Store in Wicker Park,
right,
is having what they call the 826 Plum at Pulaski Park Fieldhouse in,
cool.
I don't know, what is that, East Bucktown? Kind of.
Yeah, something like that.
So, you know, if you had a bad Plum experience and or want to relive it or want to have a Plum experience, come on out. It's there's free drinks. It's 20 and plus. There's a silent auction. There's DJs. It's from 8 p.m. to midnight. Tickets in advance are $38.26. Ha ha ha. And tickets at the door are $50.
Cool.
And it benefits 826 Chai.
That'd be a lot of fun, a location to do it at.
I think so. It's
that
huge.
Nice
it's
big auditorium.
It's a nice stage.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
You know, so.
Well, Saturday night, if you're not into the prom or you want to get away from the prom or, I don't know, over at the Hideout is the Schadenfreude Rent Party. It starts at 9 at, that's 1354 West Wabansia. Over by the North Avenue hideout. Near the Home Depot. The reason to go, in addition to Claire Zelke, Steve Delahoyd, and at least one of the Walter E. Smith brothers, and Schadenfreude, of course, is the Alternative Media Slam. That's going to be yours truly, representing Gaper's Block, as well as representatives from Chicagoist, Time Out, and The Red Eye. I don't know how they got in there, but,
They're alternative
to the Tribune, I guess. We're going to be throwing insults at each other, essentially. And the winner, it's a 2-round deal, and the winner will be crowned the champion of alternative media in Chicago. In addition to that, the Hood Internet and J.C. Brooks and the Uptown Sound are going to be performing. All that and more is just $10, so it should be a lot of fun.
Excellent.
Yeah. What do you have on Sunday?
On Sunday, I have Consider the Cocktail at Ouija's, which is a celebration of the repeal of Prohibition.
Cool.
And it goes from 4 to 7 p.m., so get your drink on early.
Uh-huh.
There'll be mixologists, hors d'oeuvres, and it benefits Slow Food USA, and tickets are $50.
Cool.
For all the drinks you can drink.
Sounds fun.
And also that day is Legs for Literacy, the 5K Run Walk.
Okay.
It's a 12th annual. It starts at 9 a.m. at Fullerton and Cannon Drive in Lincoln Park. And it proceeds the...
Benefits?
It benefits the Cabrini Green Tutoring organization.
Sure. Cool. So, all right.
Something to do there.
Yeah.
Do you have anything for Sunday?
Monday? No, not on Sunday, but Monday is the next GB Book Club.
Yes, it is.
That's over at the bookseller at 7:30 in Lincoln Square. Lovely Lincoln Square. And we've been reading The Grass Dancer by Susan Power. I haven't been reading it, but others in the book club have. And from what I understand, it's a pretty good book. You have a couple more days if you want to power read it.
Or just come to the meeting and learn all about it.
Yeah, just come and learn all about it. Meet the lovely book club editors, Alice and Veronica, and just have some fun with some literary folk.
Good times.
Yeah.
On Tuesday, we have Pete Best at the Heartland Cafe.
The Fifth Beatle.
If you're not familiar with Pete Best, he was the subject of the film Backbeat in the 90s.
Yeah.
And Backbeat actually was actually a really good
film. Pretty good movie.
It was Stephen Dorff was Pete Best in that film.
Uh-huh.
And it followed the rise of the Beatles just before they got super famous when Pete Best was still in the band.
Right.
But he's still bound, and he's going to be playing at the Heartland Cafe. I don't know if he's going to be behind the drum kit or if he's singing or what.
Yeah, I don't know.
And it's $20, and it starts at 8 p.m., so...
Should be interesting, at least from a,
It should be interesting. The
music
back,
history experience,
The
right?
Backbeat soundtrack was actually really good.
Yeah.
It had Dave Grohl and drums, the Backbeat band
okay.
for that movie. Greg Dooley from the Afghan Whigs and the Twilight Singers was the voice of the Beatles.
No kidding.
Yeah, and it was basically a super band of all, like, the alternative bands of the time.
Wow.
It was Dave Grohl from Nirvana, somebody from Sonic Youth, I think, or Soul Asylum. I forget
one of the two.
One of those, but it was like
cool.
We'll
have to go go rent it. Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, I actually need to go find the soundtrack because it's pretty good. But
all right.
Anyway, that's what's going on. So aside from that, I think we're done.
Yeah, have a great weekend, and we'll catch you next week.